Eufy is sponsoring today's video. They reached out to me. I tested out their video lock. It is a game changer. I'm going to paint a picture for you for why I'm so excited to work with them. So you're getting home, your arms are loaded with groceries or packages or boxes or everything, and your keys are in your pocket. This drives me nuts. This happens all the time. I upgraded to the Eufy video lock, fingerprint, tap, I'm inside. And honestly, I also feel way safer. It's got this awesome built-in camera. So whether it's a package delivery or late night Uber order, I see exactly who's there right from my phone. There are no more mystery knocks. And the best part, this thing was such a breeze to set up. There's no wires, there's no drilling. There's also no monthly subscription fees. So if you are done fumbling with your keys, because I definitely am, search for Eufy Video Lock or head over to eufyofficial.com/video lock. Your front door, your sanity. Hi, it's Scott here. On these lessons episodes of my podcast, I'll be selecting my favorite lessons from various guests and episodes of Success Story. Today, my guest is Ryan Sullivan. Ryan is the founder and CEO of Podcast Principles. Ryan has been working with podcasts, podcast hosts, podcast agencies, companies that are starting podcasts for virtually all of his career. With Podcast Principles, he's saved his clients over 100,000 hours of time creating content through podcasting. He started podcasting and in the podcast universe in 2018 and spent over 2,000 hours learning how to edit audio, design graphics, cut video, release and market a podcast. And that was just how he got started. Now he's perfected everything there is to know about podcast creation, production, guesting, everything in the podcast universe Ryan has immersed himself in. Today, he's going to teach you how to be the perfect podcast guest, how to get on podcasts, how to deliver true value, and how to use podcasts as a marketing channel that can reach your customers, expand your influence, close deals, and make more money.
My name is Ryan Sullivan, founder of Podcast Principles, podcast launch and production made simply for coaches, consultants, and entrepreneurs. And today, I'm going to be teaching you exactly how to get booked on podcasts to grow your business in 4 simple steps. So this is called the Podcast Guesting Guide. Discover how to use podcast guesting to grow your business for free. So to start off, podcast guesting is the best way to get involved in podcasts. If you want to try out the medium, you want to understand audio, how podcasts work, this is the best way to get in there, and you can actually take value from being a guest. You can give value, you can receive value, you can network with people. All these are different ways, or rather different. All of these are different benefits to podcast guesting, and all it takes is time to do this. So I always start with discovering your value. As a guest on a podcast, you have to be able to offer value to the audience, especially when it comes to business, marketing, sales, anything where the audience expects to gain actionable tips, steps, advice from you. And obviously, this is going to benefit the podcast, the listeners, and you, because those people are eventually going to want to work with you, especially if you have the problem that they solve. But we'll get to that. The best way to find your value is to identify your thing, your it factor. Say you're a coach, you know, instead of saying, I'm a relationship coach, I can help people in their relationships. Instead, you might say, I'll give your listeners the proven 3-step process that they can use right now to fix a broken relationship with anybody. That's a lot different than saying, hey, I'm a relationship coach, I can talk about relationships, right? So what's that thing that you do specifically, and then framing it into a simple 1-2 sentences. This is exactly what I do. This is the value that I provide. On top of that, building on that is the second step, which is knowing your audience. As a speaker on a podcast, we can't provide value if we don't know if the listener actually has the problem we're claiming to solve. If you're a life coach going off that coaching angle, If you're a life coach getting interviewed on a marketing podcast, it probably doesn't make sense to talk about a yoga retreat or, you know, something that is that you did that doesn't have anything to do with your value. To discover what the audience needs, you have to go to your clients and people that you work with. What are you solving for them? What are you doing for them that you do best? And a way to do this is to actually go in and ask these people. So how would you frame it? I'm going to use the earlier example. I'm going to be interviewed on a marketing podcast. Is there anything you'd want to learn from a life coach to improve your work? The results here will probably surprise you. Such a simple question, but going into people who you've worked with or say the audience, people who would be in that audience, say you're going off the same example, a life coach on a marketing podcast, you're going to try to frame it so you can help marketers, right? So going in and asking some marketers, this is my value. This is what I do best. What are some things that you'd want to learn about this topic? Okay. So that is the knowing your audience portion. And I'll also get to how to determine, you know, who that audience actually is and to make sure they're right for you. And the third step is packaging it, providing the right amount of value. In my opinion, you can never provide too much value. I've never heard of somebody being interviewed or creating content and saying, man, there was just too much value in this. I've never heard of that before. So you've determined the it factor. You know how to adapt to each audience by framing what you do. Now you have to package it. So now comes the meat and potatoes. How do you craft your offer? Don't overthink this step. It really is just creating that simple framework, those simple, actionable things that people can do based on what you do best, right? So it hits the angle of it combines what you do great. It combines a problem that the audience needs solved. That way they know that you understand them. And once again, you can never provide too much value. So just learning the best way to package it is extremely important. How do you do that? Simply write it out and then speak it as if you were talking about it on a podcast. Record it, listen back to yourself, take some notes. And so when you go to answer that question on the podcast, it's like clockwork. You don't even have to think about it. It's instinct. It's second nature. You just know exactly how to frame what you do for these people and then how to provide them those simple actionable tips when you're actually on the podcast. And step four, which is a little more intense, is how to search podcasts, how to pitch podcasts and ultimately get booked. I could write an entire guide. I can do an entire podcast just on this step. But if I was to put it in simple terms, you can browse Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify to find podcasts in your niche and then go connect with those folks on LinkedIn. So there's other directories. There's probably hundreds of podcast directories, but you can use these major platforms and their categories are pretty solid. You can go in there, find the host, start to dive into their network and see what they're all about. Then create a Google Sheet or an Excel document to track this. So that's tracking the niche of their show, who their audience is, how many followers they have, their name, their email, etc. Super simple things. And you can outsource this if you have the resources for that. Next, join Facebook groups and engage in the community. You will find opportunities to be a guest on small shows, especially to start out, which is a great way to start doing this. So small shows, they're looking to grow themselves and they're willing to take a chance on somebody who hasn't been booked on that many podcasts before, especially if you know how to frame it. So you can also use LinkedIn for this to find those hosts and talk to them directly and maybe just hang out in their comment section for a couple weeks. Understand their audience, understand who's in there, because that's going to give you an indication of your podcast, of that podcast audience. Because remember, podcasts don't have comment sections, but LinkedIn and Facebook does. To wrap it up, the final thing in this search, pitch, and get booked section is the podcast pitch checklist. So you can follow this checklist when you're writing out your pitch. Number one, let them know who I am and what I do. Who do I do it for? How do I do it? What can I do for you specifically or for your audience specifically? Super important. A call to action in that pitch to book a call, to respond, whatever it is. And finally, insist on getting a response even if it's a no. typically what I say is, I understand you're busy, but please do reply with a simple no if you are not interested, instead of not answering at all. That typically allows people to just tell me no and I can move on, and we don't have to guess it or anything about if you're going to be on it or not. Instead of saying, oh, I hope to hear back. That's just, everybody says that. It doesn't work. You might as well just say, hey, if you don't want to do this, reply with no, please. I would really appreciate it. So before you start being a guest on podcasts, take the time to write out these steps so you don't find yourself just wondering what to say. Curveballs happen, but the more planning and preparation that you do, the better. And let me also say that, just an aside here, is that nutrition, physical, and mental health are half of this equation, in my opinion. A podcast is a mental game. You have to be on your game mentally if you want to perform the best. And if you don't have your energy right on these things, nobody's going to want to listen. Nobody's going to want to work with you. It's really important to make sure you're in the right mindset. And I've been helping podcasters do this for years. I started myself with my own podcast in 2018. And since then, I've been helping other people launch podcasts, host podcasts, anything podcast related that's right up my alley. So those are my tips, my simple framework for getting booked on podcasts so you can expand your business. Thank you. I really appreciate it. Once again, Ryan Sullivan, founder of Podcast Principles.
I know a lot of entrepreneurs listen to this show, and NetSuite has been a huge supporter for entrepreneurs, for business owners, because there's one thing that we all know. Business is about making money, and it's about your bottom line. And the less you spend on the nuts and bolts of running your business, the more profits you keep. But these days, everything is costing more. Supplies, people, shipping. It squeezes your margins, and I've been there, juggling multiple systems for finance, inventory, you name it. Each with its own costs and its own set of headaches. That's why I made the switch to NetSuite by Oracle. It's changed our company. Think about it. NetSuite is one of the top financial systems out there. It puts your whole business on one platform: accounting, finance, the works. One data source for everyone. There's no more mismatched info. And because it's in the cloud, it slashes your IT costs. No more servers, no more updates. Just access NetSuite from anywhere. With one integrated suite, your overhead drops big time. And here's the real win: efficiency. Everything's connected in NetSuite. Costs are ridiculous lately. Find a proven way to reduce your expenses and get better performance out of your team. It's a no-brainer, and that's what NetSuite offers. Over 37,000 companies have figured this out already. You have to join them. Right now, through to April 15th, NetSuite's got an incredible, flexible financing plan. Check it out and see the savings yourself at netsuite.com/ScottClary. That's netsuite.com/ScottClary. Just a quick question. Have you ever had one of those oh no moments when you realize that you accidentally deleted a huge file? Or worse, your whole computer dies. I know I have. It's happened to me a lot, but don't sweat it. The sponsor of today's episode, Backblaze, they have your back. It is unlimited backups for all your Macs, your PCs, or even your whole company. And it's really affordable, under $100 a year. If you're running a business, they take the stress out of protecting everyone's data. If you need more bells and whistles for compliance, so on and so forth, they have enterprise options too. Honestly, losing data sucks, but Backblaze makes getting it back easy. They have restored billions of files. They offer tons of restore options, including rapid recovery in an event of data loss or ransomware. And you can access your backed up data from everywhere and anywhere in the world using their web app, iOS, or Android apps. It's been recommended by the New York Times, Inc., Macworld, PC World, LifeWire, Wired, Tom's Guide, 9to5Mac, and tons more. And best, you can try it fully featured with no risk at backblaze.com/story. They set up that link for all Success Story podcast listeners. That is a no-risk free trial at backblaze.com/story. Seriously, back up your stuff. I don't know about you, but the idea of being harassed, scammed, or even worse, all because somebody found my personal information online, that's terrifying. Our political opinions, our addresses, even stuff about our families, it's out there for anyone to grab. And did you know that data brokers are allowed to sell information on over 98% of Americans? It's scary stuff. That's why I've partnered with Delete Me. I personally use Delete Me. They're a big friend of the podcast because I put myself out there online. So safety is a huge concern. It's really scary how easy it is to find someone's details and information, but Delete Me creates a layer of protection that we all need. You tell Delete Me what you want gone, and they make it disappear from those sketchy data broker sites. And Delete Me doesn't stop. They constantly monitor the web to keep your information off those lists. It's like having a privacy watchdog that never sleeps. You need to take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me. They're giving a special discount for all Success Story podcast listeners. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/success and use promo code success at checkout. The only way to get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/success and enter code success at checkout. joindeleteme.com/success. Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours? That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out.